Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Names have been released for two Illinois men killed in separate snowmobile crashes in Vilas County Saturday. The sheriff's office says 38-year-old Richard Hetzley of Maple Park, Illinois, was killed when he hit a tree near the shore of Little St. Germain Lake in the town of St. Germain. The crash happened about 4 a.m. Saturday morning. 27-year-old Justin Anderson of Belvedere, Illinois, was the victim of a crash a few hours later. Around 9 a.m. Saturday, the sheriff's office says Anderson got in a crash just off Star Lake in the town of Plum Lake. He was dead at the scene. A former Wausau man has entered a not guilty plea to a charge of hiding a corpse. Daniel Allen entered the plea during a Marathon County Circuit Court appearance Monday. He waived a preliminary hearing and was bound over for trial. Allen was arrested after a worker at the Village Inn found the body of 28-year-old Brian Keenast in a closet of a room in April of 2018. The body had been there since Keenast died of a drug overdose 5 months earlier. Allen returns to court Thursday. He was already in jail on a series of drug-related charges. And if you're selling a home now, you could be in a good place. If you're trying to buy one, it's likely to cost you more. The Wisconsin Realtors Association reports for the second straight month, robust sales of existing homes and limited statewide inventories for homes for sale drove housing prices higher in January. They were 8.9% higher than existing home sales in January of 2019. Economist David Clark works with the association. He says sales usually drop midwinter, but sales this year outpaced sales from a year ago. He says in urban areas, they're down about to about 3 months' worth of supply, while more homes are available for sale in rural areas.
The northern region, sales were up about 4% in that region, and prices were up about 14.6% when you look at this January versus last January. So a pretty solid picture, even though our supply situation doesn't seem to be improving.
In the 18-county northern region, the average home price has risen to $158,000. And the man accused of shortchanging dozens of dairy producers for their milk may have a plea deal with prosecutors in Wood County, Mike Leishner reports.
Michael Moran, the former owner of the Wisconsin Dairy State Cheese Company in Rudolph, was in court Monday where a plea and sentencing hearing was scheduled for April 20th. Moran is accused of faking signatures on underpayment checks that were supposed to go to producers for milk that was purchased at below market rate, then depositing them checks with checks in cash from the retail store at the end of the week. Over 80 producers were shorted $21,000 in the scheme over several years, which was reported by an employee of the store who tipped off the suspicious activity to the USDA.
That was Mike Leishner reporting. And efforts are approaching the point where a final financial fundraising push is needed to help the Three Lakes Center for the Arts get enough money to fix its leaky roof and other repairs. Construction of the building began in December of 1948, more than 70 years ago. The building is a Quonset hut whose life expectancy is about 50 years. Three Lakes Center for the Arts President Colette Sorgel says the leaky dormers have been taken off and sealed for the winter. Insulation has been put in above the gallery to limit ice blockage, and part of the roof has been replaced. She says the fundraising continues.
We still need some money. We're hoping that we can fundraise between now and May to get the major portion of the $65,000 that we still need. We have about $160,000 that we've collected and had gracious donors and businesses and private individuals donate, so we're very pleased that we've made it that far.
Sorgel says if anyone wants to contribute, they can call the Three Lakes Center for the Arts or go to their website, tlcfa.com. The weather forecast for the rest of the day, look for skies to remain cloudy with a high near 32. Tonight, cloudy, low 14. Wednesday, some scattered flurries, otherwise cloudy with a high near 24. Thursday, high near 19, cloudy skies. And Friday, again, cloudy, high near 21. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.